Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. Alan Watts, Cindy Allen here with us, and our guest this morning, Rebecca Hill from 0502 Winery. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Hello. I'm so good.
You guys are the official, the only sponsored wine for the Kentucky Derby Festival.
Yes.
And all the, tell us a bit about 0502 Winery.
Yes. So 0502 is so unique. We are the only urban winery in Kentucky, and we are actually the only winery in Louisville. So we really do cater to all of the people here locally. We have so many different wines. I think we have about 10, and they're all a little bit different. We do have some that are aged in bourbon barrels. We also have some that are taste like chocolate. We just have a lot of different varieties. And what urban means is we don't have our own vineyard, so we do outsource all of our grapes.
Okay.
But our production room is what's located right downtown on 10th Street.
I was going to say, on 10th Street, people would love to come visit you. You'd love to have folks to come by and say hello.
We would. We love everybody, and it's a really neat place to just kind of sit back, enjoy a glass of wine, hang out. It's not meant to be stuffy. It's really about the experience and enjoying yourself and drinking some local wine.
I think that's wonderful. You mentioned some aged in a bourbon barrel, too. That's got to be a neat flavor.
It is a neat flavor. It's quite unique. There's actually three that we have currently, and it really caters to those who maybe necessarily like bourbon, and they love drinking bourbon, but they need a break from bourbon. It's so convenient to have a wine just like that.
Absolutely. The wine festival next today and tomorrow too, right?
Yes. Wine Fest is today and tomorrow. Those are the two big events we have with the Kentucky Derby Festival, but we are the main wine sponsors, so most of the events that they have wine provided, we are the only wine, specifically the Chow Wagon. We participated in the Kentucky Derby fashion show, and we have the Wine Fest and Bourbonville and the Steamboat Race, so we really try and make ourselves out there for everybody, especially who are coming to experience the Derby.
Run for the Rosé. How's that? Tell us about that.
Run for the Rosé is so unique. It is actually our Derby Festival themed Rosé. Right. Of course, Run for the Roses is very Derby related, and we have our Run for the Rosé, and each one of our wines has a little subheading, and ours specifically for this one says it won't last fur long. And it, you know anything about racing?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's funny. If not, look it up. You'll see why it's funny.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, what a neat opportunity. And, you know, this is your biggest event of the year, right?
Yes, absolutely. We prepare all year for this. We have our wine slushies that are really featured for it, and it's a great opportunity for the locals to be able to come out and experience our wine, not having to go to the tasting room. And they're able to really, it's just a great experience. It's a lot of fun.
That's what we were hearing about last night, Cindy, talking about the slushies.
Everybody says wine slushies.
Everybody says they're delicious.
They are delicious. When you think of a slushie and you think of wine slushies, I promise you, ours is what it is.
And you guys are open a year-round for people to come visit if they'd like to?
Yes, we are. We have different wines that we cater towards different seasons. So during the fall time, we do have a Holidaylicious wine. For the Derby season, we have a Run for the Rosé. So we are open year-round. We have tastings done in our tasting room, but we, like I mentioned, it's just a place where you can come out, have a glass, drink a bottle, and just enjoy.
Enjoy yourself. That's such a neat part of the Louisville experience, the Louisville tourism experience there. What a neat opportunity. Any horses you like for the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby this week?
Any horses I specifically like?
Yes,
Oh, my goodness.
Have a wine theme or maybe a...
Yeah, I will be completely honest. I have not even looked at any of the horses that are about to come into Louisville. We have been so focused about the festival and the wine and really trying to get those events out to the people and making sure that they have a good time. I know after Wine Fest, we'll have the opportunity to really buckle down for Derby and Oaks and Derby and kind of research more of who is going to to succeed.
How much wine do you go through? How much wine do you use this time of year? Every year, I mean, as far as any number of bottles or cases that you go through during this time.
Oh my goodness, that's such a good question. We go through so much. I know because we do feature our Run for the Rosé. If I had to guess, I would think, you know, a couple of over the year, I would say we make a couple of thousand cases.
Wow.
Over the year. This time really kind of features heavily. We do use a lot with the Kentucky Derby Festival, and we just try and make it. This is the greatest opportunity to be able to let our brand be shown to everybody compared to any other time of the year. So we really try and put out as much as we can. in the market.
I think that's wonderful. Rebecca Hill with us this morning, and she's with 0502 Winery, downtown Louisville. Hope
yes.
people will come by and see you.
Yes, thank you. We would love to have you.
And good luck at the races this week.
Yes.
I know you'll get focused on horses after Wine Festival.
Oh, trust me. I will be there.
You may hear some tips during Wine Festival, too.
I might.
I'm not sure if I'd take all of them. You never know.
I think they're all guesses.
They're all guesses, yeah, right.
Anything can happen at the Derby, right?
Ask Mayor Fisher.
Yes.
And your Derby coverage is brought to you by Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Herpace Furniture, Commonwealth Agri-Energy, Heritage Bank, Brobbit Foods and Gifts, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, and Home Place Mortgage. And I did find out Brobbit Foods and Gifts has the Kearns Kitchen Derby Pie.
Wonderful.
So you can get one for your Derby party.
For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts for the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.